Hello, user. This is a heavy dose of hard-hitting, maximum-strength Substance D. Substance D is an extended-release audio pharmaceutical product that acts quickly to stimulate both the central and peripheral nervous systems. You may begin to feel anxious or excited as you perceive the effects of Substance D. This is a normal response. Substance D provides an intense experience for the user, with a sharp increase in both psychological and neurological activity. Prolonged use and exposure to Substance D can be quite dangerous, especially to individuals that are sensitive, or weak, or that have a history of psychiatric disorder. Commonly reported side effects of Substance D include pupil dilation, dizziness, shortness of breath, rapid spikes in blood pressure, cardiac strain, euphoria, fever, and insomnia. High dosage administration can cause adverse reactions, such as panic, paranoia, hallucinations, moderate to severe brain damage, psychotic break, and in extreme cases, a fatal event. So now, it is time, user. Are you ready? Take a deep, deep breath and open your mind. Substance D begins now.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, June 16th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode 50. Finally. Episode 50.
It's about time.
It is about fucking time. I've been waiting 49 episodes for this one.
Yeah.
So we could do it live and do cool sound clips and stuff.
And
none of that's happening tonight. Just another show, another day, another dollar. But yeah, our Microsoft router that I had is like 15 years old. So it kind of gives you internet when it feels like it. And then when it doesn't, you're just kind of, you got to go power cycle it and then pet it and talk to it and bring it a soda, and it's bullshit. So we're just gonna wait till we have a nice brand new thing before we get into any of that bullshit. But we have kind of a special guest. She came all the way from where?
Iowa,
our biggest fan in Iowa. And your name is
Rochelle.
You would know her as Rochelle. She was the girl Tim completely destroyed for calling into the line.
Which is pretty awesome.
You sounded really embarrassed.
I was in my school. I couldn't really talk very loud or else teachers would find out.
So what's your excuse now? Just
yeah.
I'm talking loud.
So
the
yeah,
levels don't say that.
If you guys can't hear, it's fine. She probably doesn't have anything too important to say anyway. But you know, if you really want to hear it, just turn it up and then turn it back down and then turn it up and yeah, whatever.
That's a pain in the ass, though.
Exactly, you're a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
I've heard.
So how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Are you better now?
No.
No.
Not really.
Really?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm normal.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
So
how are you? How was your drive?
Long. We had to stop at like 8 motels because we have cats and
the cats needed a
dying
bed to stay on, or
apparently
what?
When cats die, they pull their hair out, and one of my cats is pulling his hair out. So
wow.
So this episode goes out to Rochelle's soon-to-be dead cat. I know a great Chinese restaurant that will give you top dollar.
I actually was thinking about donating him to a Chinese place.
Nice. I could have eaten your cat one day.
You probably did.
I probably eat someone's cat.
Yeah, not hers, but a cat
a
nonetheless.
A cat just the same, yeah. So I have a question.
Yes.
You know the whole three-week thing?
Three-week thing.
Yes, with
oh,
lady.
Yeah. Do you have that letter over there?
Yes, I do.
Can I see that?
Well, I was just going to ask you, what did you decide? Are you going to give it another shot?
I read that while I was
Basically, what happened was this girl I was kind of seeing, dating, broke up with me, and then shit happened, and then we talked, and she's like, well, we'll give it 3 weeks. And Paulo wrote in and said, Matt, she's 17. They behave immaturely at that age, like high school kids, which I understand now. Thank you. Where was he 3 weeks ago when it started, right?
Right, that would have been nice.
Thanks, guys. Sounds like she's experimenting with control. I mean, she has you on a string for 3 weeks. What is that all about? You are teaching her that she can step all over you and that you will still come running whenever she feels like calling you. The issue isn't her sister, it's her and you for letting her get away with this shit. Sorry, dude. Had to get it out of my system. I really got pissed over that three-week deal. You deserve better. Girls, geez, I'm ready for female androids.
That's cool that our listeners, like, get upset with us being upset.
Right, with us doing stupid shit.
Yeah. They cry.
That's cool.
Cry for us.
That's cool that pretty soon we'll be having sex with robots, and then none of the old rules will apply, and you can just...
Then it's just sex.
Well, yeah. It's like a step up from a real doll, because it'll have, you know...
Right.
It'll
be more
interact
real.
With you.
Right.
I was trying to say reenact, but... You could reenact with it, too.
I guess you could, yeah.
Some weird, like, seven scenes and stuff. So, yeah, basically, after reading that letter and then just kind of thinking about it more, I sent her a text message, which is cool because I don't
sweet.
Like calling, whatever. So, and I was like, you know, if you wanted to be with me, you would be, and that would be that. And just because you're doing this, I think it's fucked up. And what's to say that in 3 weeks you'll get back together with me and then... Next week, you'll be like, well, I don't like you anymore. And then
right.
I'll be right back where I started.
Or what's going to happen when her sister finds out that you're back together?
Well, that would be fun.
Well, we were talking about, like, why would her sister change her mind about... Is she just going to randomly start liking you? Or?
Because she's young and impressionable, and she looks up to Layla and Sharon. And
right.
So that's fine. And I just kind of decided that I'm just better off not even fucking dealing with it.
Right.
Yeah. So well, that's good. That, which there is why I'm fine. I'm pretty much over it. Every now and then I'll hear a song and I'll be like, huh, I remember something about this and it made me sad. Yeah, I don't know. And then that's it.
I can't wait until I get to that point.
Yeah. You should be at that point. I don't know. I saw it coming.
Of course you did. And I saw it coming with you.
Well, next time we'll... trade information.
Maybe next time.
Right. So I forgot to tell you this. Actually, I didn't forget. I kind of wanted to tell you on the show, but I saw her the other day.
Where at?
Driving in town.
Oh, okay.
She had a dude in the car with her.
Yeah.
Guess who it was?
Who?
I don't know. I didn't know him, but it was a dude nonetheless. So.
I wonder if it was her ex-boyfriend.
No, it wasn't him.
Really?
It wasn't
Do you
anyone.
Know who her ex is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So, I'm glad that's good. You're here. You're here for a while now?
Forever.
I live here now.
Forever?
No, actually, I think I'll probably just live here for like a year or so, and then maybe move to Bozeman, and then either move to Washington or out of the country, because I don't like the United States very much.
So, basically, you have no idea what you're doing. Are you going to get a job?
I don't want a job.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Are you out of high school?
No.
Did you graduate?
I have one more year.
Did you get held back?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
Why do you have one more year then?
Because I thought that was normal. I thought that graduating when you were 18 was normal, but I guess not.
No, not at all.
I'm pretty sure that's normal, Matt.
Is it?
Yeah.
I graduated when I was 17.
No, a lot of
really?
My friends have been
Everyone
graduating
now.
When they're 16 and stuff now.
Really?
Well, that's what I would have done, but then I got the whole pneumonia thing and we moved, so I had to do fifth grade again. So
I had to take kindergarten basically twice. I took it when I was in Iowa, and then we moved out here, and I took it again. And then I lived here for 11 years, and then I moved to Iowa for two, and now I'm back.
Right on. So, do you want to do a quick little music review here before we... I just had one...
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's do that.
Mention. So, Braden brought to my attention a couple new good drum and bass albums. And we don't usually do music reviews, but the reason we're doing these is because there's not many places that review drum and bass.
Yeah.
And if you guys like our intro, you'll like this kind of shit.
Well, especially because one of the albums is from the artist who does our intro.
Right. It's his new album. And then the other... so, it's Aphrodite and Diesel Boy. They both came out with new albums. Aphrodite's was in 07.
Yes.
So it's new to me because I never
even
knew.
Yeah, I just got it too.
And then Diesel Boys just came out like last week.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it came out.
whatever. Basically, here's the review in a nutshell. If you like good, dirty, nasty, disgusting drum and bass, get these two albums. Download them. I don't care. If you like it, then look and see where they're playing, and then go to those things, and that's how they'll make their money.
Yeah. Infected Artists, Mushroom has a new one, too.
Yeah, it's yeah.
It's got some. Okay,
I wasn't
songs
in the mood for Goa.
Yeah, you kind of got to be.
I got
to
be
mood.
Fucked up to listen to that,
or just thinking about the right things.
Yeah, but they were talking about that on the Keith and the Girl 74-hour podcast. I guess it turned into like, do you think downloading music is right, or are you stealing from the artist? And my whole thing is that you, as an artist, should make music because you want to, and then if you want to make money at it, you give your music out for free to get the word out, and if it's good enough, people will like it, and then you go on tour, and then they'll know who you are,
right?
And when you go, you know, somewhere near there, they'll be like, oh, I love that shit, and then they will pay to see you. And
yeah,
the other side of that argument is you can't always go on tour because it costs a lot of money to do that.
But so, if you're good enough, then I mean, if you're good enough to make money from your music, then you should be able to go on tour,
right? And if you're not, then just get a job and make music for fun.
I think their problem is that they're not willing to change. I mean, like, with the internet now, that's pretty much changing the way the music and movie industry works, and they got to change with it, and they don't like the change.
Right, well, they don't want to change.
They don't.
No one changes anything that they make so much money from.
Right.
Like, the record companies are just like the oil companies. They make so much money doing it this certain way and fucking all of us that why would they change?
But you just, yeah, but you have to, otherwise you're just not going to make money, because it's not going to stop.
Well, I can see with the music thing, you're not going to run out of, like, CDs to burn. With the oil thing, you eventually,
right,
you're going to run out of some shit.
Well, yeah,
shit,
that's
and
what
then,
I'm talking about is music.
Yeah, right? And then what do you
oil
do?
Something else.
It is something else.
Yeah.
So I got my mountain bike, and I got it back, and I rode it to work. Like,
yeah.
I just wanted to see if I could do it. How far would you say that is? Chris said it was like 8 miles, but I don't think it is.
I think it's more like six.
Six miles, there, six back.
Yeah.
So it is awesome. It's so much fun riding. Like, the whole time I was on the freeway, I was going, like, I was in the left lane, which is the traffic was coming at me.
Right.
And I kept thinking, like, what would these people do if all of a sudden I just went, vroom, like, right out into their lane?
Yeah.
Like, would they be aware enough for one to like swerve and miss, or would I do it quick enough to where they couldn't and I hit them, and like,
right,
what would that just
it would
be
depend
like
on how much time you gave them to move. If you did it like right as they're coming by, they wouldn't have time to react.
Well, yeah, but the main thing I was thinking of is like, what would that be like? Like,
yeah,
they're doing 70 going my way, I'm doing like 15 going their way,
right?
Like, what would that do to a person? Like, would you just explode everywhere or what?
You wouldn't explode, but it would smash you up pretty good.
You think?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, I think you would hit, like, it would hit the bike, and you would go right into the windshield, like, instantly.
Yeah.
And you would end up, like, on someone's lap.
I wonder how they would feel.
All bloody.
I wonder what it'd be like to be the
person
that hit you.
A dead person falls on your lap.
Yeah. Well, here, I'll tell you what. You get in the truck.
Okay.
And you start at that end.
Right.
And I'll get on the bike, and I'll start
and
at this end.
I'll videotape it.
And you'll videotape it, and continue doing the show if...
All right, well, someone's going to have to shoot me after this, because if I kill you, I don't want to go to jail.
Well, I got the waiver and everything.
Yeah, it was okay.
This was my idea.
Oh, right. And I just did it because you told me to.
Right. That would be fun.
All right.
So the other shitty thing is the bike seat that came with that bike, like, I guess whoever owned it before me was really skinny and shit, like, because my ass does not fit on it. It would have been more comfortable just riding the seat post, like, all the way
there.
Well,
I bet that would be comfortable for you.
Well,
really nice,
you know, at least
like
I would have been on it and not, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it really thin?
Yeah. It was just really
here.
Owie. Here.
No, because the really nice, like, mountain bikes or racing bikes are, the seats are really skinny, so you have to wear, like, that's why people wear spandex, so that it doesn't get shoved up there.
What I need to wear is, like, something that goes down the crack of my butt that's, like, a hard plastic thing,
right,
and let that sit on the seat.
You know what?
Why don't you just build one?
But wide enough so it doesn't go up in the butt. I just need it to rest gently.
Yeah.
Maybe a little soft fleece to cup the balls, and then down around the back.
I think you're asking for too much.
And if I could build it with a fan and then something, so maybe
that way
my
cool your balls.
Well, yeah. Well, my balls, 'cause
they get sweaty,
and my butthole, because that way my cheeks would be spread just a little bit, and then
right,
the fan would be pointed up there, giving it a nice breeze.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah, I got plans for this bike. So I got a speed.
That'll add a lot of weight.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters.
Do you want to keep it a really light bike? It's got all that carbon fiber and shit.
Well, yeah,
on.
And that's the thing. It's already really light to begin right. with. So whatever I put on, it's not going to make it like that. I'm not going to fucking get a lead seat or anything. Right. Yeah. So and I got a speedometer for it today. And I, you know how long that shit took me to put together? Like to figure out how
the
to
speedometer?
Get it? Yeah.
Like you onto the bike?
Yeah. Well, not that part, but like the magnet and then the thing that tracks the magnet.
Oh, you have to put that together?
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Fuck yeah, dude.
I didn't know
and
that.
Like, I should have read the instructions first. I was like, how hard can this be? This thing goes around and then it goes by that thing.
Right.
I had it on like backwards and then upside down. I was like, really? It's a fucking magnet. It should only go one way. But then I finally got it and I took it for a spin.
Wow.
And I got it up to 23 miles an hour.
That is a good
and ass. Then my ass started hurting. So then I was done with that.
Cool.
So you have any stories you want to tell?
Other than my pterodactyl story, I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm calling bullshit on that, just
it's,
like I'm
it
calling.
It was. There was a pterodactyl. We were driving down the road, and it swooped down over the car. It was, like, tan, and it had a beak and
pretty sure pterodactyls
wings
are extinct.
And
we
just
were,
a hunch.
And we were on 20 hits of acid each, and
no,
maybe that
just
explained
Adderall.
It.
That's Adderall, is it?
Adderall?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that
it
for
keeps
your
you
ADD?
Awake. No, it just helps with the driving.
Yeah, especially
it's like,
snorting it up your nose.
It's like
yeah.
Ritalin, isn't it?
Yeah, it's basically.
Wow.
Ritalin's better, but Adderall lasts longer.
So it's just turned this into a druggie episode.
I know, I'm glad. That's fantastic.
All right.
We're the needles and the oxy is fantastic.
They're right here.
All
right. Right over there.
Well, I guess that's about it. Episode 50, I'm sorry we don't have anything special planned. We had all sorts of special shit planned. We're
yeah.
just not following through with any of it. So
that seems to happen a lot.
Every time we try and do something
it's
that's
Braden's
not...
Fault.
Yeah, it's not my fault. It's just
if you
on me.
Would have brought your router, we could have done it.
See?
If you would have unplugged it and grabbed it, we would have it.
No, but you
it's yours,
think,
though.
Yeah.
So has that ever stopped you from taking any of my things?
No.
Didn't think so.
I took no. your virginity with force. So
that was the only way you were going to get it.
Well, I got it. So, do you want to do some news?
Yeah, let's do some news.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
No, it's
I
not.
I sensed hesitation.
I know.
I heard it.
He's
heard
like,
it.
I get, do we have to? I mean, we do it all the time.
That's what I'm here to do.
To
actually,
some news?
Yeah, he was pretty excited to do it before. He's like, I'm just here to do some news.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm just here to do some news
yeah.
and go the fuck
so
home.
So we going to Rochambeau or what?
Fuck yeah, it's all been right. a while since I beat you, huh? And I believe
it's,
the
I
last
get to see
time.
This. I'm excited.
I won the last time, didn't I?
You won the last three times.
Right, but the actual last time we did it, I
right.
won. And then we,
we
had,
haven't
guess.
Done it in a while.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's to get beat? It. Look at me.
All right.
Huh? Ready?
Fuck, dude.
That's four, and that is definitely a streak for me. You're never going to win one again. I know your
no,
game.
No, I will.
I know your game.
Wait until you win, like,
should we
12
place
times
bets?
Wait until you win, like, 12 times in a row, and then you'll stop. Just like when I was winning. I beat you every time, and then you started beating me every time.
I'll stop because you'll be like, dude, I'm not doing the show unless I get to read first.
Why would I care?
I don't know. So this one is called Sex Trade Thrives in Afghanistan. The girl was 11 when she was molested by a man with, what do you think? He's missing something. What is he missing? Missing
well,
something.
I already know the title of the story, though.
Does he not have a dick?
No, okay. Well, a man
how
with,
do you molest someone without
you
a dick?
You could use other objects.
You rub against them furiously.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's...
Or you put your finger down in there, and then you pretend that's it, and then you rub
yeah.
against them furiously.
Right.
You could do, there's lots of different things.
Okay, well, okay. The girl was 11 when she was molested by a man with no legs. The man paid her $5, and that was how she started selling sex. So, is it molestation if you pay her and she's like, $5? All right, that's cool.
No, yeah. I think that's called a hooker.
That's called
yeah,
prostitution.
That's
and when
I mean,
you're 11, that's called prostitution.
I guess mm-hmm. if he made her have sex with him, and then after she made he made her, he gave her the $5.
He's like, here, just
like,
don't
that would
tell
be,
anybody.
As a
yeah.
tip.
Like, here's $5 for that, even though I had to make you do it.
Well, then why would you even bother?
$5
I guess
much.
He just wanted to be nice. I don't know.
Maybe he didn't feel like taking her back to the corner, so he's like, here's $5, get a camel. And
I mean, yeah. Here's camel
Afghanistan.
Fare.
Right, camels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. The man, yeah, paid her $5. Afghanistan is one of the most conservative countries, probably because it's run by us now, isn't it? Aren't we, like, just all up in that
we
shit?
Don't, no one runs Afghanistan right now.
Well, and... rightly so, it's a fucking desert.
Yeah, why does anyone even live there?
It's like,
yeah,
who runs...
it should be abandoned.
Who runs Antarctica? It's a fucking desert with snow in it. It's the same fucking thing. It's just way hot instead of way cold.
Right. It's, why the it's fuck? Sand instead of ice.
Yeah. And I really love right. it that they are just engaged in fighting over this. They're like, that's my dirt. No, that's my dirt.
That's my corner of this desert.
Yeah, it's like, really, guys? It's
give
all
me my
desert.
Sand back.
I could see maybe fighting for some nice beachfront property or something, but
maybe they
desert?
Just make a beach there.
Maybe they need to pour some water in a
yeah, just get
pond
an iceberg
something.
And plop it in the middle.
Right.
Well, that is a fantastic idea.
Just do that. It'll melt
we better
quick.
Do it soon, though, before we have no more of those.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, let's see. It's one of the most conservative countries, yet its sex trade appears to be thriving.
They are not conservative about their sex trade.
Good news for the soldiers over there, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sex is
nothing
sold.
Like some 11-year-olds while you're, you know, killing some ragheads, I guess, huh?
There you go.
Rape and pillage, man.
Yeah.
That's good. That is what I like to see in a thriving sex trade. Obviously, at brothels full of women from China who serve both... Afghans and foreigners, the foreigners being us, right?
I would think so.
Right, because who else in their right mind...
I don't think any other people go over there for vacations or...
No. Yeah, I think the only people that are there are Afghanis.
And the United States who's stupid,
yes, and
so
troops.
The only people that are there are there because they have to be or there right. because they were born there and they can't save enough sand to make money to go somewhere else.
Right.
Right. That's they should start exporting sand to places where there is no
yeah,
sand.
Yeah, like golf courses.
Yeah, they use sand.
They use sand.
Those
right?
Chinese, what are those things called?
The
yeah,
oh,
the
gardens.
Sand gardens.
I don't know. Our beaches around here could use some sand.
You know
yeah,
what?
We just have rocks.
Yeah,
it's like cat rocks. Litter. Whitefish yeah, Beach is cat litter.
It's pretend sand.
So you know how it's Keith fake. Is all about like breaking world records. If we were rich, I would. Commission the world's largest sand thing there, and I would make the whole country the big sand. What the fuck is that thing called?
Just a garden.
The sand garden. Yeah. I would commission the world's biggest sand
we'll
garden.
Plant trees and shit in it and shrubs.
Or Zen.
Shrubs.
Zen garden.
Zen garden.
Zen
that's
garden.
It. That's... Ding, 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 ding. So yeah, I would commission the world's biggest Zen yes. garden, and then all of Afghanistan, like, you could see it from satellites, and
cool.
it would be
yeah,
just,
why don't
like,
they decorate?
The jam hole logo, and then, like, a big...
Well, you gotta
like,
grow some trees and, like, shrubs or whatever the fuck they grow in those, I don't know.
But don't you think if they could grow trees and shrubs in their desert, it wouldn't be a desert?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so what are we gonna do with it, then?
Well,
we can't make
just,
it a Zen garden if
no,
it's...
well, we'll build the world's biggest rake, and we'll get it from, like, a big helicopter, yeah. and we'll make, like, Zen garden.
Can we just take tons and tons and tons of cats and just leave them all in the desert, and they'll just be one big litter
the
box?
The world's biggest litter box. That
that'll
will
get
be,
us some Guinness.
That'll be the second record we
yes,
break.
Yes, all right.
Nice. Let's see. Women. So that's kind of cool that they get Chinese girls. Is it because all the Afghan women are just ugly?
Well, you can't see their face, I don't think, because they have that cover thing, right?
Well, you know why just... they have that cover thing, right?
Well,
mm-hmm.
they
ugly,
have that, yeah.
Thank you.
I don't think that's, I mean, yeah, they're probably ugly, but I don't think that is why.
Have
they
you
have
ever
to have
seen
that
them in
anyway.
National Geographic, like that one? That...
They're pretty ugly. They got these weird
got...
dots on their head and shit.
Yeah,
I don't
they, I don't think they pluck their eyebrows.
I don't
Are you
that
sure that's
shave.
Afghanis?
India, Afghanistan, it's all
same
the same
thing.
Shit.
Are you
it's
sure?
It's all the same.
I don't know.
They all speak Durka over there, right?
It's true.
Okay, so they bring in hoes from China to please Afghans and foreigners. Far more controversial
they
are...
They have hoes from different area codes over there.
That's right. Oh, here we hoe again. And then I would also commission the world's biggest hoe to... For my garden.
Right.
Right.
For your
you
Zen
need,
garden.
You need a big hoe for that kind of garden.
Well, we got plenty of those around here, so...
That we do. Far more controversial are the underage prostitutes who stay underground in a society that pretends they don't exist.
Creepy.
That's
wow.
Conspiracy.
Underground.
They're like, so where do I go to get a prostitute that doesn't exist? They're like, right down to this imaginary door, and there you go. You like
under the
this
tent.
Place is not here. Just you, so you know,
yeah, you go down in there, and it's like play school and romper room, and they're like, right. Well, here's the menu today. I recommend the Chinese. It's very good, very good, very young and pure.
Right.
Customs meant to keep women pure have not stopped prostitution.
Really.
What I would have thought once you said, "Hey, be pure," they would listen.
But yeah, what? Just magically,
how
be pure.
How do you make them pure?
Well, see, a woman's a hoe no matter which country she lives in. That just
right.
Yeah. Girls okay. are expected to remain virgins until their wedding nights. So some
hey, that's kind of like here.
Oh, check this
don't
out.
Don't they just kill them if they don't listen?
No, this is good. So they expect them to stay virgins till their wedding nights, so most prostitutes have only anal sex.
There
oh,
you go.
Oh, okay.
See, it doesn't count.
That's understandable.
And that's what I'm saying. You meet a girl, and she's like, oh, I'm a virgin. I'm saving myself for marriage. You're
right.
Like,
but
jackpot.
Not my asshole.
Not
you can fuck
this.
The ass.
Or your ear.
Yeah.
The ear
so,
sex.
So
good.
Then you fuck her in the ass a bunch, you know, and then you right. guys maybe get married, and then you get to fuck her in the pussy, which by that time the ass is all stretched out. So yeah. then the pussy is kind of like the ass.
Right.
It's like never ending ass.
I mean, by that time, why would you even want to fuck her in the ass? I'm sure, you know.
Well, yeah. That's
pretty
yeah.
gross by then.
You think?
Sometimes. Yes.
You can't abuse it. I mean,
no?
if you're going to do that, you got to. You know,
gotta take care of it.
Right, and then when you're done, you got to make sure you put all your toys back in.
Right.
So it doesn't
all the stuff
hang
that falls out.
Yeah. Exactly.
It happens.
You got to relapse the prolapse.
Right.
Be a friend.
Yes.
Police make 2 to 3 prostitution arrests each week, according to, oh my God, Zia Ulhakabardin, the chief investigator
that wasn't
in the
how you say it.
Interior, not at all. Department of Sexual Crimes. They are often the casualties of nearly 3 decades of brutal war and a grinding poverty forces most Afghans to live on less than $1 a day. You know what I just noticed? Our printer
what?
Totally cut off like the last word of each sentence.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I'm
just
kinda,
make one up. Just add one right
I'm glad,
in there.
Yeah. I'm glad we use that printer. That's cool.
Yeah, me too. Quote, prostitution is in every country that has poverty, especially those that don't. I mean, Amsterdam's not like a real poor country, and
no.
that's like one of their major fucking things.
What?
Prostitution.
Oh, right.
The
but
whole they have a whole district.
Legal.
Yeah.
You got like prostitution, your smart shops, and your coffee shops, and
well, right. But what I'm saying is, they're saying that prostitution is more prevalent in like third world countries, like Africa and Afghanistan.
I guess. Yeah, I guess. Prostitution like that, I don't know,
but I could see that happening here. I mean, eventually when shit gets so bad the dollar's worth like a peso, I'd sell my dick out there, you know,
right,
put gas in the car or whatever. You do what you gotta do to survive.
Save for a rainy day.
The human race will always survive, unfortunately. And
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
Hey,
I have my doubts.
God sent down a flood and we survived that, so
didn't like 2 people survive that?
Well, yeah, but he fucked up and brought a bunch of his fucking friends and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
What a douche.
I know. Noah, you're a douche.
Should never disobey God. When he tells you to do something, do
a
it specifically
person.
The way he tells you to.
That's right. When God says, take your child to the top of Mount Zion and cast him over the edge, and I will...
Yes. You better fucking do it.
Yeah.
That's right.
God doesn't fuck
you
around.
You don't mess with God.
No.
If you hear all the stories about God, you know that you're going to get up there, and right before you do it, he's going to be like, oh, wait, I was just wanting to see if you were going to do it.
Yeah, just kidding.
He's not really going to make
you
do it.
Just do it.
God's a fucking child.
Seriously.
An invisible.
He probably is.
Fake child.
That's why I fucked up so bad.
Let's see. Prostitution. Yeah, it says, society has black glasses. Who cares? Tradition is honor. And if we talk about these taboos, then we blank tradition.
What taboos?
Prostitution.
Oh, I didn't know that was taboo.
The girl is now 13 and her features have just sharpened into striking beauty.
Oh.
She speaks.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. This is like.
It's getting detailed.
I don't. Is this article trying to like sell people?
No, I'd pay $5 for that.
It's like, after hearing that, man, I know where my next vacation's going.
Right? It'll be fucking cheap, that's for sure.
That's right. I want the one with striking good features.
Yes, and they cost $5.
The $5 one.
Right.
She speaks four languages. Who cares what they are, because they all probably aren't English. Oh, and the English she learned in a $2.40 a month course she pays for herself.
Probably not very good
she
English.
She is the breadwinner in her family of 10. If that was me, and like I brought home all this bank because I was out fucking rich dudes all day, I'd be like, no, this is my shit. You want to eat? Go fuck people.
Yeah.
And make sure they pay
go
you.
Go out on the street.
The way it goes. You just got to fuck to move up in the world.
That's right. I know a good pimp. I will hook you up. Just make sure you mention my name so I get the commission. She does not know what a condom is. She has not heard of AIDS. Wow.
Well, she probably has it.
Yeah. Well, then that's good that you don't know what it is.
Yeah. Right.
Because it probably wouldn't affect you as much if you didn't know.
If you didn't know you were being killed by this virus, it probably wouldn't bother you.
Much, well, think about
I guess you would notice. You just wouldn't know what it was.
Well, what I'm thinking is if you get diagnosed and someone's like, you have AIDS, then you instantly start thinking about it. And the more you think about it, the more it's going to just kick it into gear. If you had it and totally didn't know, I bet it probably wouldn't hurt you that bad.
Maybe.
I think, well, I don't know, if you're not thinking about it at all.
I'm sure it wouldn't be as bad either way.
Yeah. Either way.
All right.
We'll give it a try.
Okay.
Okay. The AP learned her story in a dozen meetings over 4 months as well. The AP's going over there like tag teaming her and shit. They're like, no, that's a good story. Now just turn around, face in the pillow. That's where the microphone is.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Eiffel Tower.
High five.
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower. All right. I can't imagine like people that write for the AP or something like that, like being all that like hardcore and just like going over there and fucking them and being like, yeah, I got my story and my dick wet. And yeah, I don't know.
If we're going to go over there to write about this, you got to fuck some of them.
Well, duh.
I mean, yeah, it's experience.
You got to get the inside scoop.
Yeah, inside stories.
You want me to go to this desert and do what?
You got to get inside the story.
Oh, wait. She's a prostitute and she has strikingly hot features. I'm in. Where do I sign up?
For $5, no less.
Right.
Can't forget the $5.
They've met. What is that in like? What do they use over there? Rubies?
I don't know. I just give them a $5 bill and they probably freak out.
Yeah.
They'd probably be like,
they don't know it isn't worth shit.
That's
anymore.
Not enough.
Yeah, that's not worth anything. Hey, shut up.
Let's see. Interviews with police. For months, she insisted she was a good girl, a virgin, but in March, she confessed to having anal sex with somebody for years, starting
with
the legless beggar. So, how do you get paid from a beggar? Like, isn't that the beggar's out there begging?
He collects
money.
Wow,
that's the lowest of a low, that you sell yourself to a beggar for money. Isn't he the one that begs for money and he's giving you money?
Maybe he was begging for money so he could fuck her.
I think, yeah.
Right. He saw her and he's like, how much? She's like, $5. He's like,
I'm
wait
go
here.
Be
right
back. I gotta walk on my hands over here.
Yeah. Do we have a Walmart yet?
Yes.
Because that's a good
place.
I'll go
stand in front of there.
Yes. She looked down as she spoke, her face and hands full of semen and car exhaust. She tucked her hair repeatedly under her scarf. The girl grew up in Pakistan, and you know, I'm good with this. So basically, if you want cheap hookers that do it in the butt for no extra charge, Afghanistan is the place to be. And I also hear they have fantastic heroin there.
Yeah,
just
probably.
Word on the street.
The black tar heroin.
No, yeah, the Afghan red.
Yes.
All right, so what do you have for us? Episode 50 of this fucking shit.
Let's see. This one is called Turlock Man Kills Child in Roadside Beating.
I love a good roadside beating.
Yeah, especially when it's a child. A man parked his truck on a country road outside Turlock on Saturday night, removed a baby boy from a car seat, and then beat the child to death in the street, fighting off passerby who tried to stop him until he was gunned down by a police officer whose helicopter landed in nearby.
So
they helicoptered in?
Yes, and then they shot the
shit
out of him.
I'll save you.
So the cop shot him?
Yes, while he was beating this baby.
Really?
Did he continue beating the baby? Or?
I believe he was dead.
They didn't think maybe the baby like did something wrong and deserved the beating?
You don't know.
This is why kids are all fucked up nowadays.
This is why you should get fucking, away with it. You should mind your own fucking business. You don't know what's going on.
It's because parents read stories like this and they're like, man, if I beat my kid in public when he's acting up,
people
I'm going to get
gonna
shot.
Helicopter
right?
down
so no one's
going to
beat their kids and they're just going to do whatever?
Yeah.
Was he beating the kid with his genitals?
You know, I don't think it says.
Because that would maybe.
Otherwise, I might have said that.
That would maybe condone, you know, getting shot.
Maybe. I don't know.
Shot through the heart, and you're too late. Is that it for that story?
No, I just couldn't believe you said that. The 27-year-old suspect who lived in Turlock died almost immediately when he fell. The child, who according to police appeared to be 12 to 24 months old, like you can fucking tell when they're that young.
Well, and especially after it's been beaten. Maybe it was like 5 years old, but after they beat it, it looked like, you know.
He beat it so small, it looked like it was 12 months
old. It looked like an abortion when he was done with it.
Just a fetus.
Now, that's an ass whooping.
That's how you beat a child.
That's how you beat your own child. If you can beat your child back into the submissive fetal position.
I think you can just start over.
That's good parenting.
Right. Then you just shove it back in that cunt and wait for her to poop it out.
I think I read that in an issue of Good Parenting, actually.
Well, I believe it. And the baby was taken to the hospital but died before it even got there.
So then they took it to...
They gave it to the Chinese.
Probably.
I was trying to think of that one dude's name.
It was a boy, so they could have used its penis in that Chinese restaurant.
There. So they took it to
it's
the Chinese
delicacy,
restaurant.
Although, that penis was really long.
That's because it was from a yak, my friend.
Oh, yeah. So I don't think they would like this in their restaurant. Yeah. I think they like them large. I don't know.
That's going to be like the next new animal. Like, you know how it kind of goes in phases on the internet. People are into like the dog fucking and then the horses. I think the yak is going to be the bestial animal for 2008.
Yeah. You sure?
And if not, I'm going to nominate the yak.
All right. The jam hole nominates the yak.
For bestial beast of 2008.
Right.
The yak doesn't get enough recognition.
No one gives the yak any
credit.
They're
not really pretty animals or anything.
Yeah, but
hey, neither
are
people, all right? So back off.
Yeah, you're just, you know.
I happen to know some very lovely yaks. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yakety yak. Continue.
I don't even. There's fucking. The baby's dead. The guy's dead. What more is there to say? He's not going to jail.
What's the baby mama think?
I don't know.
She probably
doesn't have
she's
one.
Probably dead, too.
Yeah.
She was probably at the hospital giving birth to
no
child
information
number two.
Was immediately available about the child's mother, so it doesn't even say.
Well, that was a very informative story.
I just wanted you to all know that there's a guy out there that beats his children
but
on the
not anymore.
Until he gets shot.
There was.
Well, you should have let me finish my story.
Who do you think called the cops on him?
Anyone that drove
the baby?
By, I imagine.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The baby.
There was like people driving by, and people were actually trying to stop him, but they couldn't somehow.
He beat them, too. He's like, hold on, you're next. Pulls out the belt.
Fuck it. If he can beat that many people off here, he kind of deserves to do what he's doing.
He's like, I will beat your kids next, and then I will beat you. And they're like, sorry, man. And then they called the cops as they left.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It is sad.
The cops should just, I don't know. If they wouldn't have had guns, it would have totally, like, went a different way, I think.
Yeah. They should try not to use their guns so much.
Well, guns are cheating unless the suspect has a gun.
Right. Then it's just not
then
fair.
Then it's draw.
Right.
He was just bored.
I mean, if the suspect has a knife, you pull out a knife, you know? If he's just got fist, use your fist, you know?
So it's
fair.
What probably happened
gotta
was...
Gotta make it fair.
Okay, here's exactly what happened. They're driving down the highway. The kid's like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? I gotta go pee,
like,
man.
Nah.
He's like, so help me God, I will stop this car and beat your fucking ass. And the kid's like, nah, I gotta pee. And he fucking stopped the car, and he did exactly what he told him he would.
Well, at least, you know, he doesn't
he just
fuck around.
Didn't anticipate the cops coming and
guess
pumping
not.
Him full of lead.
Well, I guess that's what happens when, you know, you do it on the side of a highway.
Yeah, I would have waited till I got to a rest stop.
Or just do it, just pull over and just beat his ass in the car.
Yeah.
Well, that way no one can see it.
Why would you take it out? And...
Right.
Well,
I mean, I guess he needs more room to throw him around.
But if you beat it that bad and you kill it, then it's in your car. So if you're at a rest rest stop in the bathroom, you beat it, you kill it, flush it right down the toilet, and or upper deck it, you're gone before anyone even knows there was a beating.
And if you already beat it into the size of a fetus, it'll fit just fine anyway.
That's true. You probably wouldn't even need to flush it. No. It would just...
Just go right down. Just naturally go where it needs to go.
I would put it in the toilet and then take a dump on it, just just to, you know, cover the tracks. Yeah, exactly.
Cover the tracks with your own tracks.
That's right, with my own poop.
That would be your own tracks.
Right. Okay. So was that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, this one is called "Texas Mother Who Cut Off Baby's Arms Tells Judge She's Ready to Leave the Mental Hospital."
Of course she is. Well, yeah, I'd be ready too.
Probably sucks there.
She's good.
Yeah. It's like I'm ready to go now. I've been here 5 minutes.
That's right. And if you really think about it,
anymore. No, I'm fine.
The kid has no arms. It probably died. So she's like, I'm not gonna do it again. I mean, I have no more kids.
Right.
Duh.
I mean, and the kid that you did have has no more arms to cut off, so what are you gonna do, cut legs? That's crazy.
Yeah, because then you gotta carry the fucker around all the time.
Yeah,
arms,
ridiculous.
It can still walk.
Right.
And if nothing else, you can just tie a lasso to it and drag it.
Yeah, I guess it's true.
I guess if you cut off the arms, you could put the stumps in like rollerblades, and then you could pull it around.
Oh, hey, yeah, good idea. Or just put it in like a wagon, pull it around.
A little red wagon.
Yeah, a little red wagon.
Like in Metalocalypse, the dude's grandma. And
his parents.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
good. That was a brutal
So I wonder if they just drugged her sane or what.
Well, I don't know. We only got past the headline.
All right. Well, all right.
Dallas, a mother who killed her 10-month-old daughter in 04 by cutting off her arms, has told a judge she is ready to leave a state mental hospital. So that was the way she killed it. She didn't shake the baby. She didn't put it in a microwave.
Did it bleed to death?
Well, babies only
then?
Have so much blood. Right. I guess it would just squirt out.
Yeah, it wouldn't take much.
I would have cut the arms off and then, like, made little fists from the hands and then, like, put them back in.
Right. So she just had fists where the shoulders were.
Well, to
no
make
arm.
It look like an accident and then be like, I tried to stop the bleeding. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Weird.
Well, I'm saying if you want to get away with it, not spend, you know, 20 years in a state mental hospital.
So stupid.
Dina Schlosser, 39, requested a new hearing
this month. What was her
name? Dina Schlosser.
Nice.
39, requested a new hearing this month in a letter to State District Judge Chris Oldner, who found the Plano mother not guilty by reason of insanity in her 06 murder trial.
Because that makes it, you know, that makes you not guilty of you doing it because you're insane.
So that was probably her plan from the beginning. She had the kid because she couldn't afford the abortion. She's like, I gotta kill you. If I just kill you normally, they're gonna say I'm fit to go to jail.
Right, you're
fuck
just
jail.
A piece of shit.
So I'll cut arms off. That's totally insane. Plead insanity. Go to a mental hospital for 5 years. Tell them, hey, I feel much better.
Yes.
I'm ready to go back out into the world.
These drugs do miracles.
I remember like saying something about that on a previous show.
Yeah,
like if
we
you're going to kill someone and you don't want to go to jail, you can get away with it by going to the state ward.
But why would you? I don't know. If I was in a mental hospital like that, I wouldn't. I don't think I would want to leave because then the drugs would go too.
Yeah, right.
I mean, as long as I'm so drugged up that I don't even know what's going on, I mean, who cares?
You're just having a good time.
Yeah,
there.
Just fucking being high. You know,
I don't think that would be a very nice place to be all fucked up on drugs, though. I mean, I guess it depends what kind of drugs.
You're
but could you imagine
up.
Interesting people to talk to?
Well, that real
your
scary
other personality.
People, though. I mean, if you're in there all fucked up, you're wandering around. There's other people that did fucked
up. Yeah,
but
you cut some baby's arms off. People don't fuck with you.
Yeah, there you go.
You just got to do something more fucked up
but
than
that. But there's always going to be someone in there that's done something more fucked up. Say if you cut the baby's arms off, there's someone else in there that cut the baby's arms off and then fucked her pussy with them as a dildo.
Then I guess you got to kill that guy. And then that
so
makes
if,
you even crazier.
If you're in a state mental hospital and you kill somebody in there, like, do they have a trial or do they just
put you
in the hole for like a week?
Or do you just there hole, longer? Either that or you just get sentenced longer there.
Tied to a bed forever.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that would be
like,
kind of fun.
Instead of being here for 5 years, you have to be here
they
for
give you,
15.
Like, shock treatment.
Well, no, what I was thinking is that if you didn't want to leave, you could just keep, like, killing people in there and then just do your, you know,
but you got to kill them fucked up, like. You can't just kill them. I mean, you got to cut their arms off.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
if you just killed them, you'd just go to jail.
Right. They'd be like, oh, you're not crazy. You're just killing people.
Yeah.
That's not crazy.
You're a serial killer.
Yeah.
That's just silly.
Yeah. That's not crazy. That's just stupid.
Schlosser's one-page letter disputes findings by doctors who examined her but does not go into specific complaints. Quote, I'm confident that in light of the corrected documentation, my current mental health needs can be adequately met by community services, wow, and that I am no longer in need of institutionalized care, she wrote. Do you know any, like, person that's in a mental place like that, that's like, no, I think I do need to be here more. I'm not quite right. Like, they all are probably,
I
like,
love it here.
Do I know anyone at all in a mental institution?
Well, I'm just...
I do.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Who?
Mary.
Oh.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What is she in there for?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she's in there, but she got sent away to some kind of hospital.
For being emo?
No, she got diagnosed with schizophrenia.
What would she do that made them first think, hey, are you crazy?
She tried to kill herself, and then
followed people around.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a victimless crime.
It was creepy.
Crime.
She was, like, on the floor twitching around and talking and whispering, and it was weird.
That's awesome. A term for that. It's called attention whore.
I guess that's what her mom thought.
Yeah.
So,
So is she out now?
I have no idea where she is. I haven't talked to her for, like, 3 years, so...
That is a great story.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad one of us knows someone who's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's not me.
David Haynes, Schlosser's attorney, said he believes it is unlikely the judge will grant an additional hearing. He expects next court appearance to be in November at her annual commitment hearing. They're like, really? You cut the arms off of, and it wasn't just an 11-year-old kid. It was your kid. You gave birth to that. There should be some kind of maternal bond there.
Right.
And you just fucking cut arms off and said,
Yeah, I mean, if it was someone else's kid and, you know, you didn't love them or anything, then, you know, that's not insane.
Well, yeah, I mean, other people's kids bug the fuck out of me.
Right.
How many times, if I had a nickel for every time I wanted to just cut an arm off and just smack them with it,
right.
I mean.
How fun would that be to cut someone's arm off and just beat them with it?
Super fun.
That would be awesome.
That would almost, not as much fun, but almost as much fun as cutting off someone's dick and then fucking them with it.
You know, that's funny, because I knew you were going to say that.
Because, we've mentioned that before. Like, if someone came up to you and was trying to rape you, like, that's what you would do.
Right.
I mean, that's
like the ultimate, like, how do you like being raped with your own dick?
That's like
the
ultimate revenge right there.
That's pretty good.
That's better than ripping their heart out and showing it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is better.
Yeah. It's unclear where Schlosser would live if released.
On the street, I would.
Do you think
where she belongs?
I know there's a great corner in downtown Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's a good point.
She could make a good living there.
There's a lot of arms you could cut off over there.
Yeah, she is prevented from seeing her two surviving daughters, according to the terms of her 2007 divorce. Her husband.
She does have other daughters.
Her husband wrote it out. He's like, "All right, well, I didn't like that daughter, so that's cool. But you're not getting near these two.
Yeah,
these two are mine.
These two are cool.
Yeah." Schlosser was arrested in 2004 after police found her soaked in blood, holding a kitchen knife, and listening to a hymn as her daughter Maggie lay dying in her crib. A hymn. So maybe God said...
So, yeah, maybe God told her to do it.
What happened
was... Well, then
was,
that's why she gets off on insanity.
Yeah.
I mean,
because that's just crazy. Because
God
doesn't exist.
Right.
If you talk to God, you're a Christian. If he talks back, you're crazy. I guess that's how it goes.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But that also explains why all these people that go to jail find God in jail, because he's hanging out there with his other disciples.
Yeah, that's where God hangs out, yeah.
Right. Well,
that's
so what probably kind of happened...
place God likes.
It was probably like idle hands, you know? The God was like, hey, your daughter's arms, that's the devil. They need to go.
Right.
So she's
the
like,
devil is
the
in
devil
those
will
arms.
Come out.
In the arms, right. She's like, really? And he's like, sorry, but
I hate to say it.
There's no other way. Otherwise, the world will end.
Could you imagine that scene, though, like being the first cop on the scene? You come in there and she's singing like glory, glory, hallelujah with a butcher knife in one hand covered in blood and like an armless baby just laying there.
That could be a good plot for a movie.
Yeah.
I'd watch that movie.
Write that down.
We'll write it. We want to write it.
All right.
After our book.
Yeah, right. That we haven't wrote.
That we are not writing.
We wrote the intro, kind of.
Yeah, and the outline.
Like
and, then moved, and then
no,
I moved and didn't have internet.
Couple pages.
Sorry.
Couple pages. Like
yeah,
a school
well,
assignment.
It's, no, it was just the intro to the book, and then we got our outline for the book.
Oh.
Right. And then I moved, and I'd had no more internet.
Right.
So, yeah.
And now there's no excuse.
Well, now we've just,
I haven't really even felt like writing it at all.
Hmm.
Kind of forgot about it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like you guys are pretty passionate about it.
Oh, man.
Hey,
I'm
we
so
still
excited.
Do this. What more do you fuckers
yeah.
want?
Yeah. I mean, we can only do so many things at once.
I know.
We can, I mean, I know we're amazing, but it's hard to be amazing at everything.
We should almost change the name to The Amazing Jam Hole.
Yeah.
With Amazing Matt and Kind of Amazing Braden.
Why kind of?
And Mediocre.
Mediocre Braden. Almost good enough, but not quite.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, well, that's it for that story.
Is it?
Yep.
All right.
What do you have?
This one's called Two Women Arrested in Unbearable Abuse of 5-Year-Old Boy.
Uh-oh.
What's up with all these kids getting the shit kicked out of them?
I thought
the
that was
unbearable abuse, not the bearable.
Yeah, this was
stuff.
Unbearable.
I thought it was a pun, like they were. It was unbearable, and they abused
like
a bear,
like
a little bear
teddy
cub.
Bear.
Oh man,
I've heard worse. Yeah. I've said worse. Fuck.
Yeah, that you have. The mother of a 5-year-old boy and her live-in girlfriend. All right, sounds like lesbians.
Wait, a 5-year-old boy and her live-in girlfriend.
Correct.
What?
Shouldn't it be a 5-year-old boy and his live-in girlfriend?
Well, if they weren't dykes, yes.
Wait, is it the 5-year-old boy's girlfriend?
What?
What?
No, it's the mother's girlfriend.
Oh, that just sounded... The 5-year-old boy and
the
his live-in girlfriend.
The mother of a 5-year-old boy and her live-in girlfriend.
Gotcha. I didn't hear that.
All right. Have been arrested in connection with what authorities describe as unbearable physical and psychological abuse of the child. It's probably the most unbearable physical and psychological abuse they've ever seen.
They have ever seen.
Ever.
Ever.
I would bet on that.
I'd take that action.
Wow.
That's
mother...
just different wording.
The mother, Starkeisha Brown... Really?
Oh.
Starkeisha? Okay, bro.
Brown?
Starkeisha Brown.
Okay. 24, wow. Turned herself into Los Angeles police. Well, that's where you fucked up. You turned yourself in. Blah, blah. Station late Friday night after officers made a public plea for help in finding the woman and released their pictures.
So she saw it on the TV and was like, oh, shit, that's me.
I better just fucking give up because I suck.
Wouldn't your first instinct be to, like, go, is Mexico or Canada closer? Because either one, I'm out of here.
Or
not,
you could just get
you're
going
to have to do.
Possible.
You're going to have to go to Mexico because you need a passport to get to Canada.
Yeah.
Unless she's got a passport, then fuck it. Go to Canada.
I know a great underground railroad that goes right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could go join the
underground
society
that.
Of hoes.
Yeah.
Of crazy
go to Afghanistan.
One.
Crazy
right.
whack.
The one that doesn't
hoes.
Exist.
That's awesome.
Right. The other woman, Crystal Matthews, 21, was arrested.
Crystal Meth?
Crystal Matthews.
Yes, Crystal Matthews, 21. Was
Crystal Matthews? What?
Exactly. You got it. 21 was arrested Saturday by detectives when she showed up for her appointment at the County Department of Children and Family Services.
So did she not get the memo that when you kill the children that you're going to CPS-4, you don't have to show up to the next meeting?
I don't know.
Because that just seems really dumb on her part that she would kill or beat the shit out of these kids and then be like, oh, speaking of, I have a CPS meeting to get to.
Yeah.
And they're like, so where's your
it's
kid?
Ironic.
And she's like, oh.
I
beat them.
I have to bring
they're
that every appointment.
I forgot.
Shit.
I think it's at home.
We'll be right back, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. Police said the woman routinely beat the boy, forced him to put his hands on a hot stove, burned his body and genitals with cigarettes, and often would not let him eat or drink.
Wow.
It's pretty fucking hardcore.
That's kind of what we said about if your kid pisses the bed, just stop giving it stuff to drink.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say you'd burn it.
Well, burn its genitals? You're not going to piss anymore, are you?
Wow. Burn its genitals and then give it a homemade catheter that goes right into the bathroom.
Yep, that way it just pees whenever.
Problem solved. Maybe that kid was like Satan incarnate, the Antichrist, and they were just, you know, God told him to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to burn them.
Yeah.
Quote, I never knew a parent could do something like this. It's just a shock.
You've apparently never listened to our show.
Yes.
I think that happens all over the place, all the time.
It should happen more.
More
I think
often.
The more often that would happen, I think the better behaved kids would be. Because if I was a parent, I would have all these stories like hanging on the kids' wall, or maybe
for tips,
when it was a baby, like the little mobile things. I would have like all these stories, and then like when it became cognitive enough to like have a conversation with, I'd be like, if you ever act up, each one of those things could be you,
right.
And that would be the most best well behaved kid in the world. I would maybe even call Guinness, because that could be a world record.
For a best well-behaved kid?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just put the fear of God into these children.
I think that's what religion does for you.
Well, apparently not good enough.
Yeah. It's not. Have you seen all the kids out there?
Yeah, but are the kids that have the fear of God in them, are they doing this shit?
No, they're the ones that grow up and then do this shit to their kids.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is that it for that story?
That's
really?
It. Yeah. That doesn't even say anything about how long they're in jail or anything.
It's like a cliffhanger.
To be continued.
Because
it's going to court and stuff. I'm sure we'll read about it. They'll get locked up for temporary insanity, and then like 2 months later.
Like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, we'll read a story. I am totally rehabilitated.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Terminators are coming to take over the world. That's silly talk.
What? That's preposterous.
All right, well, last story here, and then we'll do the blotter. This one is called...
I got another story.
Do you?
Yeah. It's kind of long. Read?
He just whipped that out.
I know. Where was that one hiding?
This is the third one.
Oh, yeah, because I won and I went first.
Yeah.
How about that? Okay, this one is called Woman Locked in Filthy Bedroom Dungeon for 18 Years After Having a Baby Out of Wedlock.
Well, you can't have a dungeon without it being filthy.
Yeah.
That is
if it wasn't filthy.
If it was clean, it wouldn't be a dungeon.
Right, I know. That's what I was saying.
Those dungeons in that game Gauntlet, they were kind of clean.
Yeah. But that was a game.
Pixely and stuff.
That was a game.
And you got to be a wizard.
Yeah.
It was a cool game.
We've heard a lot of stories about people having dungeons. And I kind of, like, when I first started.
Or concentration camp, like, areas.
Right. Just. Right.
They have the shackles up in the.
Or the fences. And,
yeah. Well, when I used to deliver.
The works.
The gas.
Yes. There's got to be some dungeon kit on the internet that you can just buy.
Whips and chains and, like, body parts.
It's like,
and
you
blood.
Know, that we found the podcasting kit. There's got to be start your own dungeon kit somewhere.
And if not,
concentration camp.
We could make one. Start your own Führer kit. That'd be awesome.
It'd be an Adolf Hitler outfit.
With a little mustache.
Yeah, a little mustache.
That's fantastic. But when I used to deliver salt when I first started at the water store, like, most of those salt tanks are in people's basements and shit.
Uh-huh.
And I remember it was this one place I went in there, and the guy that, like, lived there, he crawled down in there. And he was making jokes and stuff, and he was like, man, this would be a pretty great place to hide bodies, huh?
It's like, I bet that's why he's crawling in there, not you.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it would. I left something in the truck. I'll be right back. But, like, most of these houses, I think you could get away with that kind of shit doing it and no one would ever know until your kid was missing or something
right.
Like that.
Right. You get away with it for a long time.
Right. But I mean, this bitch cheated on him and had a baby. So
yeah, that's bullshit.
She kind of had it coming.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's what you get.
A woman kept prisoner by her family. Oh, see, it wasn't just her husband. It was her whole family.
Wow.
They probably didn't like her very much then.
Yeah.
Guess that's what happens when you choose, you know, your boyfriend over your family.
Yeah, see?
That,
uh-oh.
She was
uh-oh.
Right. No argument here. For 18 years, for having a baby out of wedlock, was last night dramatically freed by Italian police.
Well, of course it was dramatic. What other way could it be?
They just opened the door.
They're like,
she just walks out.
Yeah, you're free to go or okay. whatever.
She's just like, fucking. Sweet, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
All right.
Order pizza? I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah, a little bit. Then maybe a shower.
Maria Monaco, 47, was found huddled in the corner in a pool of her own piss and feces.
Well, what other way is there?
Of her bedroom, living in a state of squalor, surrounded by filth and excrement. I'll see. I tried to juice it up by making up the whole poo and pee part, and right there, it was already there for me.
Yeah, it's pretty juicy.
Damn
it's
it.
Twice the juice.
I know. Poo, pee, feces, pee, filth, and excrement.
Wow.
That is a beautiful combination.
That is a lot of feces.
Maria was found by police at Santa Maria Capua Vetere. Wow. A small town just outside Naples, Italy, after an anonymous tip-off. And last night, her brother and sister were in custody, accused of detaining her.
They were accused.
Right.
But they didn't do it.
Well, if they were smart, they were like, wasn't us. It was her husband. I mean,
wasn't
she
me.
Didn't cheat on us. We're related to her. We give a fuck. We didn't like him anyway.
Wondering where she was. We're worried sick.
Police point at the filthy bed in the room where she was kept prisoner. Footage on Italian TV showed a squalid stain.
Hey,
what the fuck? What?
She's lucky she even got a fucking bed.
Yeah, she could be sleeping on the floor.
Right? On that hard concrete floor?
On shit.
Be grateful for what you
just
get.
Sleeping in a pile of shit.
Yes. The cops probably went down there and, like, opened the door to let her out, and she, like, started talking, and they're like, God, she's annoying. Kicked her back down there and left.
What an ungrateful bitch.
Yeah. I see why you're down here now. They said that Maria, whom they say was suffering from psychological problems, you know, I wouldn't think being locked in a dungeon for 18 years.
Yeah, how would that fuck with you?
I don't think it would.
It's not like she's, you know, by herself.
Business
like,
as usual.
In her own shit. Stuff
shit.
Like that.
Hey, you don't want to lay in your own shit? Quit pooping. What
yeah,
I
that's
there you
what,
go.
That's my motto.
I know. Duh.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Right.
Or don't poop in the place you're planning on sleeping.
Right. Go
you know?
Shit in a designated area.
What I would do is just like, if I had to dump, I would just dump and then I would take the poop and I would like save it in one spot. And then when whoever came in, I would just fucking start throwing at him all
yeah.
ballistically.
Or I guess you can make it into a game and you draw
like
with it
or
something.
Or...
Yeah, you know, something to do. I
you
guess.
Could make it people to talk to, draw little poo,
yeah.
poop
people.
Fecal stick figures.
Make
and
some
shit.
Poop people.
You'd have your whole family
you
there.
You have a bunch of friends with you, just hanging out, having a good time.
They're probably a lot cooler to hang out with than a real one.
Kind of smell funny, though.
Well, you get
they're,
over
her
it.
Other
I think
probably smell funny too.
Yeah,
you would get kinda over
smell
it.
Smell like shit though.
You'd get over it after a while.
True.
Though.
You just kind of get used to that smell.
Yeah. You'd go outside and be like, "God, what's that smell?
Doesn't smell like
fresh
shit
air?
Out here."
Oh, hold on, poop.
Gross.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, I feel better now.
Much better. Let's see. Wow. She was suffering from psychological problems, was kept a prisoner shortly after falling pregnant with her child, now a 17-year-old student. The adjoining bathroom was squalid. What the fuck does that even mean? That's
I think
like the third
it means,
time.
It means like dirty or something.
Why squalor, don't they just say dirty?
It's squalor.
Because this is another country.
It's oh, right.
It's squalor, but like the present tense of it. I guess I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I guess.
Whatever. I'll just say dirty from now on.
Yeah.
Filthy.
The bathroom was filthy and covered in excrement.
That's in shit.
In fecal matter.
And pee.
And
poop.
Piss. Urine from
poo
her
all over.
Vulva.
Shit all over the
her
walls.
Mother, Anna Rosa Galino, 80. Brother, Prisco, 44. A farmer and sister, Michelina, 54. A primary school teacher took action after she had an affair with a mystery man and
sure
got
her
pregnant.
Lesson.
But you're the youngest one out of this group. You don't think, I mean, you could overpower the 80-year-old, no problem.
Right, he
that's
just turned
like,
into dust.
Yeah, it's like a little 5-year-old beating up. You could take on an old guy.
Right.
That's, yeah.
Just
she
bones
she kind of wanted it, I think. Some people are into that kind of abusive shit, you know?
Yeah, well, that's why you go to Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Maria was found, or Asia.
Right. Asia.
Maria
that's
was found
too.
In her locked bedroom in a confused state and surrounded with filth and excrement. She was living in squalor. Did I just
well,
read
fucking
that?
Clean
wow.
up the place.
I know. Fucking slob.
Lazy bitch.
That's why your husband didn't like you in the first
that's why
place.
Why you're there.
You're a
in
dirty
the first
slob.
Because I mean, you wouldn't fucking clean the dishes.
Clean.
You wouldn't even fucking clean your own toilet.
You wouldn't
just
even
shit
use
in your
the
pants.
Toilet.
Yeah,
you would
she's
just
shitting
in the room.
On the floor.
Seriously.
She
really?
Learned,
a bad,
she learned nothing from this.
No. You're in a dungeon for 18 years, and what did you get out of it? Nothing.
I guess.
Just, you're the same.
19th year's the charm, or?
I don't know. Yeah.
7
yeah, I
years
guess they
bad luck?
Put her back in, I guess.
Put her back in
so, last night, she was in the hospital in Naples being treated for her trauma while her mother was bailed out, but her brother and sister kept in custody. The mom's like, see you guys. This is your problem.
Oh, yeah. I give up.
I'm just going to go over here.
Police were also questioning Maria's 17-year-old son, whom they said was living with his grandmother and, quote, fully aware of the situation. He's like, yeah, my mom's a bitch, whatever.
Yeah.
We keep her in the dungeon.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why she's there.
That's right. Attempts were also being made to track the father of the boy, who police refused to name. Well, you're not going to find him if you don't know his name.
Right. That's kind of difficult.
Right, but they said it was proving difficult to question. And then it just goes into other people that have used dungeons, all of which we've read about.
Right
so
on.
Yeah, I'm all for having dungeons. You never know when you'll need a good dungeon.
Fucking whenever there's a rainy day, you don't know.
That's right. If that was me and like I was in that family, I would get the whole family to whenever we had to poop to go down in there and just
so
add
it just made
to
it worse.
Yes.
Right.
So it wasn't just her own shit, but it was like the collective family.
This is how
family.
Much we love you.
Right. This is how much you ruined our family. Now we're going to ruin your life, bitch.
with our shit.
With our shit.
That's right. I wouldn't
take a castle.
Actually, I would build something so I wouldn't have to actually go in there and smell the shit and
like
see
fall.
Her.
Like a laundry chute.
Well, like a catapult, but I'd call it like a crapapult.
Well, no.
And you would poop in it and it would just.
You should just make a shit chute that, like, you know, the laundry chutes, it's upstairs, you put your laundry in, it goes down to the basement.
So you could take that idea and just replumb the toilet so it fed right into there.
Yeah, just put a pipe that just lands right where she's most likely to be.
Do you think, though, if that room was sealed, that after, like, 18...
She'd just be swimming in it?
Well,
I
was
probably
thinking
die
you would drown if after 18 years of, like, five people...
Didn't you guys have a story about that?
Run out of air.
Somebody who drowned in their own shit or something?
Probably.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
We've done so many stories, I can't remember them all.
I can't remember the stories we did Monday.
Yep.
Yeah, well.
Today is Monday. Last Monday, I meant.
Yeah.
So that's it for that story.
All right. Should we call it, or?
What's that one? Is that good?
It's all right. Well. This one's called Middle-Aged Male Teacher Sacked After Bizarre Striptease in Front of a Stunned Class.
That's the one with the pictures of the guy with the moobs.
You're right.
The moobs?
The moobs.
Nice.
Well, all right.
Man boobs.
Okay, so the secret of being a good teacher is said to be finding a way to get the children's attention. Well, I'm sure this guy sure figured out how to get their attention.
Is that like how we get your attention when you're falfing? Like right before you throw it?
Look at my dick!
Look at my dick!
What?
What? Oh. Teacher, come on, man.
Do you turn on techno music?
I would hope so.
Oh, man, what do you
other
think
way
he striptease to?
Some techno, probably. I think she got it. But stripping off in front of a class of unruly pupils is not one of the recommended techniques. Well, that doesn't make it wrong, does it?
Well, so it sounds like this was their punishment. He's like, if y'all don't shut the fuck up and listen,
I'm going to get naked.
I'm going to get naked.
If you don't want that, trust me. The bizarre striptease was performed by a chubby supply teacher who threatened to punish misbehaving 13 and 14-year-olds by making them look at his body.
See, if I was...
I would not fuck around.
No,
if
I was
had to
in
that
class and he came out with, I'm about to get naked if you
I
don't
would,
listen, I'd be like, yeah, what page? All right, let's do it.
My homework's done before he even told me what to do.
Or you know what else? You would be there with, like, the video going, oh, this is going to be sweet for YouTube. Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah,
video,
so they probably provoked it.
Which
so
is
they
funny
because
I'm pretty sure there was a video, it said. When the teenagers continue playing up, whatever that means. He's
acting out?
Yeah, playing. Yeah, why did they say that?
I just know what that means.
Apparently he stayed true to his word and pulled off his shirt.
At least he's honest. You know?
Yeah.
At least
that's hard to find.
It's nice to know he's not fucking around.
Yeah.
He's not going back on his word. That's bullshit. The prank misfired, however, after a pupil of Sudbury Upper School and Arts College in Suffolk secretly filmed him with a mobile phone and forwarded the 53-second clip to other children.
Ooh.
The 53-second, wow. That'd be a long 53 seconds.
That is the longest 53 seconds ever. Before the day was out, the head teacher had seen the footage of the bearded balding and, wow.
Disgusting?
Yeah, pretty much, but that is not the word.
What is the word?
Sound it out.
How many syllables?
That is
Use what you learned in school, Brayden.
Here, it's right here. It's that one.
Bespectacled?
Yes.
Bespectacled?
I've never seen
that.
Does that
mean that he has glasses?
Well, I've never...
No, it's like when you make a spectacle out of something, but that's like when you bespectacled
yourself.
Right. Gotcha.
Whatever.
Okay.
Welcome to Grammar 101 with your host, Braden.
I've never, it's kind of hard to know a word that you've never seen before.
Yeah. Okay. It's just, they all start with B, so.
If it ain't fuck, shit, piss, cunt, or crack, I don't know it.
Right, because I haven't read any words other than those ever,
now. Those are just, you know.
He's just learning.
Right. The more prominent words.
Okay, English teacher and ordered him to leave the school, basically.
Really?
They're just like, hey.
It's like, you gotta go, buddy.
Just get out.
Yeah.
Did they let him put his clothes back on first?
I think they
made him do the walk of shame. Just.
They made
naked,
him. They made him put him back on just as sexily as he took him off.
Yeah. Well, I guess basically he did that. They recorded it, put it on YouTube. He got fired.
That's what it. I call a sticky situation. You ready to do the blotter?
Let's do the blotter.
I'll let you go first since I whooped your ass so awfully at since I bespectacled you in front of our listeners.
Really? What? How does that make up for it by me reading the blotter first? Is that what? Some kind of great thing that I get to read first?
1:08 a.m. A woman called in to report that 4 or 5 kids were in her yard. She thinks they may have been her kids, but she wasn't sure.
I don't think it says that.
I can't keep track.
Sorry. Yeah, there's so fucking many of them.
Right? It must have been the trailer court.
Must have been.
She thinks they may have turned her power off. The unidentified children were gone when deputies arrived.
I think she just didn't pay her power bill. And
yeah. The kids
like,
were
damn.
Just...
I'm going to blame it on them.
Well, right. What usually happens when kids are doing shit like that, the adults or the parents or whatever, they don't just go call the cops. They go out there and they're like, I'm going to call the cops. And it's like,
and then that way they can leave.
Right. They're like, oh, dude, she's got a phone. We should go. And right. then, yeah, people are stupid.
More fucking idiot.
Right. And she's probably right. She just didn't pay her power bill because she lives in the ghetto.
Right. Probably on Shady Lane.
Oh they were God. Probably her kids. And
probably.
Yeah. All 25
probably
of them.
Right, yeah.
Ganging
something
up.
Like that. The whole fucking trailer park. 3:52 a.m. A woman called in complaining that her car was keyed while she was at the drive-in movie theater near Columbia Falls.
What it doesn't what? Say is that she was at the drive-in with someone else's boyfriend.
Right.
And that,
yeah, and they're like, yeah.
I wonder
you.
Who keyed the car.
Her, his girlfriend.
Really?
Not the girl he was with.
Imagine that.
Just well, a guess. Yeah. Just yeah. saying.
Just,
8:51 a.m. Fish and Game contacted the bird lady in we have a bird lady?
There's a bird
Sounds
lady.
Like it.
Wow.
We should just get her on.
Can we talk to her?
Do you think she's like, Brat? I'm the bird lady.
She's only half Brat? Like parrot. Bird.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can we teach her to say things?
I don't
things.
Know.
Things?
Yeah. I hope
like
so.
Like things. You know.
They called her in hopes that she would take care of a sick owl found on Tamarack Lane. So you could say she was the only lady that gave a hoot.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that
That's,
it?
I don't know. Follow along.
1:40 p.m. Someone called in from Summers to report that they had heard a man screaming help for the past few minutes. Deputies were unable to find the screaming man.
Wow.
So just wait like, a couple minutes. And
yeah,
like,
it's like,
I guess I should call
wow,
him
Wow, it's been 3 minutes and he's
it's getting
still,
louder.
Yeah, he still needs help after 3 minutes. Maybe I should try and help him.
Well, like, if you're crying for help, maybe he like, I mean, they didn't hear him when he got there because he was dead. He
right.
got in some fucked up shit. He's like, help, help, and then he died. And
well,
they're
that's...
like, huh, I don't hear it anymore.
Oh, well.
So
up.
The people
Let's
who
go.
Waited 3 minutes to call, boom, you're dead.
Well,
yeah.
You're responsible for him dying.
They probably knew the guy, and he was probably a douchebag.
Oh, well, then that's okay.
Yeah. He was probably some old guy that fell, and he's
right.
like, oh, help,
I can't
and they're like,
yeah.
it's just Mr. Smothers, he always does
right.
that.
That's his natural selection.
We just go over there and roll him over, and
yeah.
he'll figure it out.
Yeah, at least he can breathe now, you know.
Right. 2:16 p.m., a Cedar Drive woman called in to ask how she could find out if her cat has been poisoned. Well, ma'am, is your cat still living? No? Okay, then yes, it's probably been poisoned.
Yes, if it's sick or dead, I think it's poisoned.
Wow.
Just a guess. 5:09 p.m., a Lakeside woman called in to report that her daughter stole her debit card.
To go buy pink shoelaces with?
Yeah. I sure hope so.
Mm. I used to live there.
Did you steal cool. your mom's credit card?
No, I wasn't allowed out of the house, so even if I stole it, she probably would have found it.
And it wasn't even a credit card. It was a debit card.
Yeah.
So
there was probably
That's
no money
even,
in there anyway.
Yeah, like credit cards I can see because right. there's like a limit. But a debit card, if there ain't no money in the bank, it's
then
worthless.
Then that's it, yeah.
If
yeah.
anything,
have fun.
If anything, you should have stole the checks because then you can just write bad checks and
right.
bounce them, but you'll get what you want. They'll get the fine and
right.
you're whatever.
Yeah, that's yep. checks are the best, really.
Oh, yeah. Last one here, 8:27 p.m., an intoxicated loudmouth woman, there's a surprise, was standing outside her evergreen home, there's a bigger surprise, screaming obscenities about her boyfriend. She was declared too drunk to give a story that doesn't keep changing. Or maybe
what?
She's just a liar.
That, too, is probably it. I think it's probably
yeah.
a mix of the two. You
wow.
know. And I bet you anything... that this was from Shady Lane.
Well, Evergreen, pretty much the whole of Evergreen is just a big ghetto.
I don't think there's
pretty
any,
much all Shady
I don't
Lane.
I think there's any quiet drunk women.
Yeah,
that lives
that's
there.
True.
If you Google Earth like Evergreen, it looks like just a big giant trailer.
Really?
And then there's like the trailers that
and
make.
Then you see
yeah.
all the meth.
Yeah,
just growing.
It's just scribbled out. Like this place doesn't matter.
Yeah, this isn't here.
So yeah, that's the blotter. These are the idiots we share the valley with. Whatever.
Wonderful Montana. I'm glad to be back.
What do you think? Your first show being here. You've heard, 49 episodes of us doing this mess? And now you've seen it done. You've seen the magic. What do you think?
I think it's better now.
Is it more fun to be part of it or to just listen to it?
I don't know. I think it would be fun to just be on it and then, you know, come over and watch. Like, I don't know. It's interesting because you can't see what you guys are doing, yeah. But then you guys are like this and
making
hand gestures.
If we ever get a router that can keep internet up for more than 10 minutes, then we'll get some cameras and then they could see all these awesome visual jokes we
dramatic
do.
Yeah, because there's a lot of those.
Dramatic readings and jazz hands.
Can watch
and all
that fucking bump his mic and slobber all
yeah.
over.
Watch as my hand kind of goes down by my pants
you
and
watch him touch himself.
Because
we
get
to tell
see-
everybody that's happening, you know, because they can't see it.
Right.
Hey,
that
as
way
far as
to...
they know, I'm here butt naked right now. And I'm really about to get butt naked because
it's
hot
really
as
hot in here.
Fuck.
Hot in her.
Whew.
Like sweating.
So take off all your clothes.
I can't believe you just said
I know. So you guys have anything else you would care to mention?
No, let's fucking kill it.
All right. Well, show notes. Email info at thegemhole.com. Thegemhole.com is our website. MySpace.com/gemholepodcast. Please vote for us on Podcast Alley. We are holding strong at 21. Yeah. That's it. We'll talk to you guys Wednesday, episode 51. Bye bye.
Later.
Bye.
Yeah. Fuck you. Say same. Who got the key to my beam? Jack mode, that's how we act when we team up. Yo, chill out, nigga. Yo, who got the key to my beamer? Jack mode, that's how we act when we team up. Throw your triple beam up, this is fish scale. I bailed out the county with counterfeit bills. My slang be high range, brick city. Watch how you sniff, son, I'm highly octane. All you hear is bang, 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 yo, bang. Remember you bitch shit, I forget my last name. It's all about game, nothing else. But they'll walk through the woods, then stomp on your foot. When high, I take out any comp in the hood. Gorilla impact in this rap habitat. Get you stepping in your Air Max. Bounce. You cocking it back, but where that? Bounce. I got a six pack of Heineken and big cap on the wheels and two laps. I give Stella a groove.
My middle name must be fuck you.
Cause every time I walk by, niggas be like, fuck you.
I'll be there. I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there.
My first name must be he ain't shit. Cause every time I'm in the car, bitches be like, he ain't shit.
I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there,
yo,
nigga. I'll be
yo,
there.
Yo. I heard the party going on in there.
Yeah.
Well, let me shake my stinking ass in there.
Yeah.
Soon as I walk in, dogs are barking. Haters play the back. I stay in front like handicapped parking. Starting arsons from Jersey to Hawking. Saw me coughing out that dread apartment. Roll up to the jam with the front end been up. Watch them chickens won't end up getting salmonella. I'm ghetto like D and D, fucking with D. You be on band from TV part 3 in a heartbeat. Tiger straight out the cup. You light in the ass, son. You wave out a buck. But I'm 190 physique, 234 pounds total when I'm carrying the heat. Now platinum on wax, but platinum in the streets. Any nigga that disagrees, smack him in the teeth. Then that bag is little piece, rocking the ice. Get into the projects, gonna rob her tonight.
Yo, why you acting like that?
The weed made me do it. I'm devil's advocate, hot. It take days to do it. My crew do drugs, Dwayne Reed couldn't breathe. Dry me in the sun, I'll amount to 10 keys. Red bones, I'm boning. MCs be cloning. That's before Doc stretch up and moaning.
My middle name must be fuck you. Cause every time I'm in the hood, niggas be like, fuck you. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
My first name must be he ain't shit. Cause every time I'm in my car, bitches be like, he ain't shit.
I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Niggas and you bitches. Puff, puff, yeah. Niggas and you bitches. Puff.
Yo, yo, if you gotta be a monkey, be a gorilla. It's 4 a.m., I'm off a tab and stiller. World rap biller, push a big bins with a chicken head draws hanging from my antenna. I'll be goddamn if a nigga take mine. On foot shit, put rollerblades on. Mind your business, denying with swiftness. I'll pull it, stretch it like Fonda Fitness. I'm an everyday nigga like I'm Toyota. Your A&R, hope we don't drop the same coda. Wrap the punta in a hefty tube.
Yo, he ain't from Shy.
So
your ass back to you.
My middle name must be fuck you.
Cause every time I'm in the hood, niggas be like fuck you.
I'll be there.
My first name must be he ain't shit. Cause every time I'm in the car, bitches be like he ain't shit.
I'll be there.
My middle name must be fuck you. Cause every time I'm in the hood, niggas be like fuck you.
I'll be there.
My first name must be he ain't shit. Cause every time I'm in my car, bitches be like he ain't shit.
I'll be there. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's W Fuck All Y'all Radio, your man Big Tigger. I'll be there. You heard? Yo, it's like 30 degrees down here in D.C. All my niggas strap the Timbs up, get out the puffy coats and all of that, and I'll see all you chicken head ass bitches at the club later. I'll be there. I'll be